We have a special guest that's going to be with us here tonight. I have Chris Long, who is the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, who is going to be joining me here in just a moment. But let me give you some information real quick. And we're going to be talking about some things related to Memorial Day and a special project that is happening right now with the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. So let's open with a word of prayer, and we'll get into some things right here this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you for giving us this venue. Pray that you would bless the program tonight. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody this evening. Help us to point people to Christ and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. Thank you again. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, and again, a reminder, you can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and find us Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, and you can like us there, follow us there. I've got information there regarding Chris Long and the project here. Chris Long, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's good to be with you. Happy Sunday.
Yes, and glad you could make it. What a great program last Thursday night, the Spring Freedom Banquet with Bill Federer and Frank Gaffney. What a tremendous program.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Yes, it was. We're excited to have Bill Federer, our good friend, in again this year, along with Frank Gaffney, who is a first-time speaker at one of our events. Of course, Frank is the president of the Center for Security Policy. He was a former member of the Reagan administration. He was the Undersecretary of Defense with Caspar Weinberger back in the Reagan administration. But over the years, he has been a go-to analyst on national security issues, similar to Gene Gertz, who is a contributor to the Washington Times. Many of the listeners will read some of his articles on national defense issues. They are contemporaries, Frank Gaffney and Bill Gertz, both very knowledgeable on national security issues. In fact, Frank was giving testimony on Capitol Hill about 6 years ago on an issue called rare earth mineral mines that were being bought up by the communist Chinese through third-party entities, and that was a real problem for our national defense and Pentagon issues because many of the high-tech weapons that we use were in need of those rare earth minerals, and so they're in certain mines around the world, and Chinese army was buying up these mines, which would have basically quartered us away from the market. Anyways, those are the kinds of things that he does, which is of great value to our country. He's a great patriot, and of course, it was great to have him with us last Thursday night, and great to have you and your wife with us. And of course, we had a great crowd that came out that night, and we appreciate the support of WHK, the Salem stations of Cleveland, who helped us to get the word out to folks. And of course, this is Memorial Day weekend, and that's what it's all about,
right?
Is remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what our prayer project's about. And I'll let you take it from there. We could talk about that. And I know the listeners will be excited to hear what we have to report tonight.
Well, and you're right. This is an exciting project when you think about this. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the program tonight, so you could speak to our audience across not only Ohio, but Florida and a variety of other states, because this affects all of us as Americans. And if anybody's ever been to Washington, D.C. and had a chance to see the World War II memorial that's there, it's really quite an impressive sight. My wife and I have seen it, and my dad, as well as one of my uncles, have had opportunity to be there and see it via honor flight for World War II veterans. And it's a very moving memorial, but you were there some years ago, and something was missing from it, wasn't there?
Well, that's right. I took my father, a World War II veteran, to the memorial. Actually, it was back in 2004, 2005, when Dad first visited the memorial. And, of course, we were hearing reports from veterans who were lamenting the fact that there was no reference of God or prayer or a scripture verse anywhere on it. Well, that's somewhat unique in Washington, because if you go to the Washington Monument, the U.S. Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the list is endless, all have a reference to God, a scripture verse, or a prayer somewhere on it in tribute to the monument, and of course a historical prayer or reference of God or a statement from a statesman in reference to God's providence over our country. Well, the acreage of the wonderful monument of the World War II, wonderful tribute, by the way, to the 16 million Americans that served us in World War II, that was dedicated in 2004. There's some great statements on there, but, for instance, the Proclamation of War, December 8, 1941, it ends with, as it was on the U.S. Congress of joint session that day that FDR delivered to Congress in declaring an act of war, asking Congress to do so after the Pearl Harbor bombings. He ends it with, "So help us God." Well, those four words are missing. Veterans will point to that area of the wall and say, "Hey, it's missing the four most important words." Well, so we sought to remedy that problem by adding a wonderful historical presidential prayer, and that is the D-Day landing prayer, what's known as the D-Day prayer by FDR as he went to the nation's airwaves that day. And it's the way in which the president chose to announce to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway, was asking the nation to pray with him as there was 144,000 U.S. and Allied troops storming the beaches of Normandy. And, of course, the outcome of the battle was unknown and very much in question, and he asked for the American people to pray for him. It was estimated that 100 million people around the globe heard that prayer that day.
Chris, so, I get you here real quick. I have the prayer ready to go, and if you'd like, we can listen to that prayer in its entirety, just a little over 6.5 minutes or so, and that'll give our listeners an idea of the importance of this prayer. How's that sound?
That's a wonderful idea. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go and do that, and then we'll talk about it some more. So here is the actual prayer given by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt on D-Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace, and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee in this hour of great sacrifice. Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer. But because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer. As we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength, too. Strengthen our daily tasks to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces. And let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travail, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace, a peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Wow, what a prayer there, Chris.
Well, it really is, and it's a wonderful historical prayer that we're bringing back to life for a whole new generation, generations to come, that it will be etched in stone and bronze there at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. So yeah. We would like the listeners to visit our website, and I can give that out here. It's the Ohio Christian Alliance website. That's ohioca.org. If you go there, you'll find out information of our recent banquet, which launched an effort for 4 months of fundraising to raise the proceeds needed to place the prayer at the World War II Memorial. It passed Congress back in 2014, and now we're on to the fundraising and construction phase. All goes well. We should be able to break ground later this year with a dedication of June of 2018. Senator Rob Portman was our sponsor in the U.S. Senate. Congressman Bill Johnson was our sponsor back in the House. And this was 6 years in the making, Pastor. And I guess by Washington standards, that's actually pretty quick turnaround.
Absolutely. I mean, usually things move at a snail's pace. And the other thing that's amazing, this was not done during a conservative, right-wing, religious, or should I say Christian, Christianity-friendly administration, was it?
No, that's right. It was actually back in 2011 in January or maybe early February when we basically got the idea to ask Congressman Bill Johnson to introduce the legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Republicans did just take control of the House, but the Senate was controlled by the Democrats, and President Obama was the president at the time. So Congressman Bill Johnson worked its way in committee, gave testimony. We had veterans coming in. We began to collect signatures from World War II, you know, survivors and, of course, veterans, by the way, many of which are no longer with us.
Right.
And those signatures in and of themselves become very precious to us, my father included, who signed the petition that we submitted to Congress and many others that I had, who all had great stories to tell. And, of course, that's why this is so important, Pastor Al, is because they're passing away. And, you know, in just a few years, there will only be really just a few dozen of them left because we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor this last December. And then, of course, there's various battles. My uncle, Frank, who was with us the other night, he's 92. He'll be 93 in September. Of course, he's doing quite well. He was going to drive himself there that night, but my aunt wouldn't let him because it was a rainy night. But he was with us, and of course, he was a veteran of coming through the Normandy landings, and then later he fought in the Battle of the Ardennes, the Battle of the Bulge, in which he was wounded, actually given up for dead. They, in fact, later when he surfaced, they thought that he would never walk again. Well, he was one of the most fit specimens in all my time of growing up. He was a very athletic individual, so he's very determined. He was 6 months in hospitals after his injuries that he received during the war in the Battle of the Ardennes. But again, that's an example. There's a 92-year-old man. So he was in the tail end of the war. So again, we're losing them. Now, what does that mean? Well, this prayer, as you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful tribute to those men and women who served us, and some of which gave the ultimate sacrifice. That's what we're recognizing this weekend in Memorial Day, of those who fought for our country, led for our country, and of course, some of which died for our country and for our liberty. And this will be a lasting tribute to them. So it will be placed at the World War II Memorial. They're doing a $600,000 upgrade, what's called the Circle of Remembrance. And they also have the idea to add the names of the foreign cemeteries in both the Atlantic and Pacific theaters, of which servicemen were buried overseas that never came home. Of course, they perished in the various battles overseas in the Atlantic and then in the Pacific. So they want to put the names of those cemeteries around the Circle of Remembrance, and that's where the prayer will be, just beyond the Atlantic Arch of the World War II Memorial. So very excited about it, Pastor Al. It'll be a great tribute, lasting tribute, as young people come and read this prayer. 515 words. By the way, FDR hand wrote this prayer. This, you can hear in this prayer the heart of a president who has the burden of his nation upon him that are dying on battlefields around the world. Not just the D-Day landings that day, but it was a time in which he was asking the people to be in a continuance of prayer, not just one day of prayer, but a continuance of prayer, because because it was a long, drawn-out affair, World War II, in both the Pacific and Atlantic theaters, and to squelch the tyranny of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, and the tyranny that it wreaked on many peoples and nations around the world. So, you know, here we are again with some of the same threats that we're facing today, with ideologies that are incompatible with people of the free peoples of the world. And so it's ever needful that we be vigilant, that we be watchful, because our liberty is a very delicate affair. And every generation has to defend its own course of liberty, and that's what is incumbent upon us. And I appreciate you taking the time on this program tonight to showcase this.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. with our special guest, Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, talking about the project to add Franklin Delano Roosevelt's D-Day landing prayer to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And if you'll check him out at the website, ohioca.org, you can also link to that from our Facebook page and I believe our webpage, or soon to be on our webpage, if it's not there already. And you can find out how you can have a part in that. And I'm sure, Chris, you could appreciate people's prayers more than anything else through this project, right?
Well, that's right. As we move through the summer months and we collect monies, then we'll be approaching donors. But really, every dollar counts. And by the way, it's a tax-deductible contribution to the OCA Ed Fund, or the Ohio Christian Alliance Ed Fund. The Friends of the World War II Memorial are also raising monies for the project. And then we hope to raise the $600,000 needed by mid-November. And then construction can begin in late November and December, and then a dedication next June. So we're very excited about that. In fact, I'll be heading down to Washington for the June 6th observance of D-Day, and some of the veterans that are from D-Day will be there. As last December, we had the opportunity, never thought I'd have the opportunity to meet Pearl Harbor survivors, but indeed they were there for the 75th anniversary or remembrance of the Pearl Harbor attacks. And it was, instead of them going to Hawaii, they chose to come to Washington, to the World War II Memorial. They had a wonderful service that was there that day. And actually, Vice President-elect Mike Pence was in attendance that day and helped to lay the wreath at the memorial. And if the listeners have never had the opportunity to head to Washington and take in the World War II Memorial, really encourage you to do that. It's positioned between the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial, and a beautiful, in fact, Pastor, they tell us that in recent years, it's the most visited memorial in all of Washington, over 4 million visitors a year.
Wow.
I think part of that has to do with that there's no security measures you have to go through. It's an open space, and it is very beautiful. It's very stately, and I think people will be very impressed with it. And, of course, you do get an opportunity to meet World War II survivors and veterans. Some of the honor flights will come in there, and there'll be World War II veterans, Korean, and now Vietnam veterans. And, in fact, tomorrow will be an observance there at the World War II Memorial. So the Friends of the World War II Memorial is a group that helps to oversee the monument and its upkeep. Because, again, this will not be paid for by tax dollars, but by private contributions from folks like you and me.
Well, Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance and spearheading this D-Day landing prayer memorial addition to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., I want to thank you for being on the program with us. We're coming to the end of this half hour of the program. If you could give your website and what people could do, because I was going to say tomorrow you mentioned about the commemorations going around across this country for Memorial Day. People are going to be remembering and honoring those that gave their lives. And, of course, World War II had over 400,000, I believe, casualties, and there's been over 1 million casualties of American soldiers during America's wars. And as we remember this, this is something that the average person can have a part in, isn't it?
It really is. And again, if you visit our website, Ohio Christian Alliance, any amount will help. You just click on the donate button, and when you follow that, you'll see the D-Day Prayer Project. Just click on that, and that's the educational fund. And any amount will help us to get to our goal of $300,000 is what we're seeking to raise to give to the construction of the prayer and the upgrade to the Circle of Remembrance. And so it's very exciting, and it's one project we can all participate in. Let me say this, Pastor, thank you for your service to our country
and
military. And, of course, we look forward to attending our Memorial Day services here in our local community tomorrow, as we normally do. And then, of course, thank those veterans that are still with us. And we appreciate you taking time tonight. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Chris Long. I appreciate you taking the time. I know we're on late at night. That's why it's called Late Night Live with Pastor Al. But I appreciate you coming on with us. And we'll be talking with this more in the future. And I trust you'll keep us updated. Wanted to share something, got about 20 seconds. hearing your uncle talking during the video with the prayer, showing the scenes of Normandy and all, and hearing him say, "Oh, there they are. That's what I was just like that." Hey, that was impressive. Chris, thanks again, and stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go.